There were five other low men in addition to Sayre, but she'd only picked out two names. The one with the bulldog jowls and the heavy sloping gut was Haber. Next to Haber was a bird thing with the brown feathered head and vicious beady eyes of a hawk. This creature's name seemed to be J, or possibly G. That was seven, all armed with what looked like automatic pistols and Dockers clutches. Scouthers swung carelessly out from beneath his white coat each time he bent down. Susanna had already marked that one as hers. There were also three pallid, watchful, humanoid things standing beyond Mia. These, buried in dark blue auras, were vampires. Susanna was quite sure. Probably of the sort Callahan had called Type Threes. The pair had once referred to them as pilot sharks. That made 10. Two of the vampires carried Baz, the third some sort of electrical sword now turned down to no more than a guttering core of light. If she managed to get Scouther's gun, when you get it, sweetie, she amended, she'd read the power of positive thinking, and still believed every word the Reverend Peel had written. She would turn it on the man with the electric sword first. God might know how much damage such a weapon could inflict, but Susanna Dean didn't want to find out. Also present was a nurse with the head of a great brown rat. The pulsing red eye in the center of her forehead made Susanna believe that most of the other low Falcon were wearing humanizing masks, probably so they wouldn't scare the game while out and about on the sidewalks of New York. They might not all look like rats underneath, but she was pretty sure that none of them looked like Robert Goulet. The redhead nurse was the only one present who wore no weapon that Susanna could see. 11 in all. 11 in this vast and mostly deserted infirmary that wasn't, she felt quite sure, under the borough of Manhattan.